From Proverbs chapter number 4, verse number 23 is where we'll start. We're going to be throughout the book of Proverbs. I figure, being so young, I'm not that wise. I'm not as wise as Pastor Rich, and I have to speak well of him. I'm standing behind his pulpit, so there you go, Pastor Rich, says you want compliment for the night. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 23. Well, like I said, we'll be in this book much throughout the sermon, as short as it will be. I will be abbreviated. I doubt I'll even go as long as Brother Don, so who knows, if Pastor Rich doesn't overcompensate, you may get out even a little bit earlier than planned. So, Proverbs chapter number 4, verse number 23, it says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of lies." Let's pray real quick and we'll get right into it. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to allow us to come to church tonight, Lord, gather together in your name, Lord, just to hear from you a little bit, Lord, to worship you a little bit. Lord, I pray that you bless me, bless the preaching, Lord. I pray your spirit be with me, and Lord, I'd empty myself and you'd fill me up in your name. Amen. We read here this verse, real simple. I'm sure there's no missing meaning to you. You read it and you understand it. "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And as simple as the verse is, my message will be just as simple as, how's your heart? How's your heart doing? It's easy to sometimes go look at your heart a little different. Go easy on yourself almost that when it comes to how your heart's doing. I mean, you don't always think about it throughout your day, throughout your week, going through your life, and even the Christian life. We're not always concerned with the condition of our heart. Sometimes as we serve in the ministry, help other people, we're more concerned with the condition of their heart or how they're doing. But more importantly than anyone else's, it boils down to us. How is our heart doing? There are a few areas that I've noticed in the book of Proverbs and really throughout Scripture that we find we sometimes can be confused, messed up, or just a little laid back on with our heart. We find here it is important, our heart, because out of it are the issues of life. You know, Jesus puts it another way when he speaks in Matthew chapter 12, verse number 34. He says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." And we know from James how important the mouth and the tongue is. So really, boiling it all down to the heart of the Christian life, or the heart of your success in the Christian life, it all comes down to where your heart's at. And I'll go real quickly through the sermon, through the points. If you want to write them down, feel free to. They're not original, so you don't have to be too worried about them. First off, we mess up sometimes with the care of our heart. You know, like I said, we get a little bit lackadaisical, we go a little easy on ourselves, and sometimes we will not care too much about our heart. We'll not really think about it too much. It won't be in the forefront of our mind. We won't be too concerned with it. But we do know it is very important, because in this next verse, that's where the issues of life come from. The decisions you make on a day-to-day basis are based out of your heart. They're based out of your emotions, yes. Deeper than that is your heart. Where it's at, where it lives at, where you abide in your heart. Is your heart in the Word of God, or is it elsewhere in the world? Is your heart so committed to the Word of God that it studies it and it ponders it? And in your heart, you're meditating on His Word daily. You know, if you turn with me to Proverbs 6, verse number 20, we'll read two verses there. I'll show you here just a few things, how important it is to be committed to the care of your heart. It says, "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart, and tie them about thy neck." We have to be committed to the care of our heart. The Bible says here in Solomon. Oopsies. Ignore that, strike that from the recording. But anyways, it says, "Bind them continually upon thy heart." See, not only is it important to once in a while think about your heart, but continual care. That's what the Bible calls for, is continual care on your heart. You need to be committed to it. Continually bind on your heart thy Father's commandments. And we find it throughout Scripture, the commandments coming not only from God, from Jesus Christ, and from We find over and over the commands of God in Scriptures. Those are what we're supposed to bind to our heart. That's how we care for our heart. You know, you're not going to find too much care for your heart in the world. You may find encouragement for your heart, but it'll be worldly, it'll be shallow, it'll be empty. But I'm going to tell you, and as short as my life has been, and as I've found out already, that to have lasting and full, deep fulfilling, you have to be in God's Word. To find that care that you need to keep you away from the world, to keep you out of the world, you need to be committed to the care. And keep moving on. The next area we kind of mess up on is the condition of our heart. Yeah, we mess up the care of our heart, but also sometimes we get a little bit easy going on the condition of our heart. And like Brother Donald says, you may find out after a while, you take a look in, maybe you have been sitting on the shelf a while, and it's not anything you've done intentionally, it's just not something you've really thought about. You'll find out that it's flown by those 42 years those plates have sat on that shelf, and you're the same way. It finds out that because you're not committed to the care and you're not continually caring with your heart, that your condition kind of slips back a little bit. The condition of your heart, though you're not evil or wicked, maybe there's some worldly thoughts slipping into your heart. Or maybe there's some philosophies you know aren't A-okay, but they kind of feel good and you don't know much about it. See, we need to be concerned with that. It needs to be in the forefront of our mind. We may not think about it always, but if we're committed to the care, then we won't have too much worries about the condition of our heart. You know, you get that care all figured out, you'll have the condition figured out. I got a few things I found just in Proverbs, 17:22. If you have a merry heart, if the condition of your heart is merry, it doth good. Like a medicine. You know, a merry heart can really encourage someone. If the condition of your heart is merry, you're going to lift some spirits. But in Proverbs 17:20, it says, a froward heart findeth no good. You know, such a polarizing difference from a forward heart or a contrary heart, a difficult heart, or rebellious, fighting almost, is what the word means, that froward word. It changes so much in two different words. If you have a froward heart, or do you have a merry heart? Do you have, as Proverbs 18 put it, it says, before destruction, a heart is haughty. Is your heart haughty tonight? Do you find that sometimes you have a little bit of pride finding its way into your heart? Do you find sometimes that you have a backslider's heart? As Proverbs 14:14 says, backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. You know, if your heart's kind of backsliding a little tonight, you're going to find out that you find that in a lot of areas in your life. Want to know why? Because your heart, all the issues of life come out of it. Proverbs 14:33 says, wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. Is your heart an understanding heart tonight? Proverbs 16:5 says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Is your heart a proud heart tonight? Proverbs 21:4 says, on high look, a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is a sin. Is your heart a sinful heart tonight? You know, over and over again, we'll find in scriptures how important the heart is. And God made no mistakes when in Proverbs 4:23, he says, all the issues of life are out of it. It says, for out of it are the issues of life. There's nothing ignored in the issues of life. Everything that you do comes from your heart. I remember in just a quick story, and I'm just about done. I remember I was a preteen. Before I was in Pastor Rich's youth group, I used to go out visiting every single week with Pastor Tharp. And he used to, I think, kind of to have fun with me sometimes. He'd ask me deep questions. Things like, Joel, do you believe you can marry the wrong person? As a 10, 11-year-old, of course I didn't know the answer to that. But I remember one day he was serious with me. He said, Joel, never trust your heart. Never trust your heart, Joel, because your heart is desperately wicked. He quoted to me, and I want you to turn there, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. And I remember it like it was yesterday, as he spoke to me, and I could tell he was trying to teach me something. And I'm thankful for a pastor that way, a youth pastor that was that way. And if you're here tonight, and you're being taught by your pastor, or you're being taught by your youth pastor in Pastor Donald's class, don't waste that. Don't waste the teaching of a sincere man of God. And I know that's what you have here personally, because I've dealt with both of them, been close to both. But Jeremiah chapter 17, and that was free for you. Jeremiah 17 verse 9, I don't want to misquote it. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Why it's so important to be committed to the care of your heart, to be concerned with the condition of your heart, because at its root, it's desperately wicked and deceitful. And that's why it's so important to know about those type of things. And that's something I'll never forget. Never trust your heart. So if I were to leave you with something, I would say, never ever trust your heart until you know not only about the care, not only about the condition, but one last area about the controller. Who controls your heart? You know, I've read a few scriptures. As I was thinking and studying and pondering about this message, and I've noticed there are a few different people that can control your heart. Self, yourself, you can control your heart. Are you the controller? Satan can control your heart. Are you allowing him to work his way into, by being lackadaisical, into your heart? And lastly, and most importantly, and who we all should wish and want to control our heart, is the Savior. The Savior can control our heart. And how precious it would be if every saint of God, every member at Loomis Park Baptist Church had a Christ-controlled heart. How wonderful and different the Jackson area would be. And that's the sermon for the night. I'll go ahead and wrap it up with a quick word of prayer. If you pray with me, dear Father.